Easter should be the best day of the year. It's a celebration of the resurrection of hope. Come to Crossroads Church and celebrate an empty tomb and a living hope. Info and service times at crossroads.net.
What is your name?
ESPN 97.5. KFNC. Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gao Media Station.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Everybody present and accounted for with a little extra added dose of people you know. As Jugs is shadowing Nick, or blocking out the sun for Nick, depending on how you look at this, but... Juggalo Trey sitting in the production room with Nick Sciarra, Barry Laminack, and myself, President Accounted For, welcoming you into The Usual Suspects for a Monday. Fellas, what's up?
What's up?
What to do?
You? Everything's good, man. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well.
It's really dry. I came to work early because it was just pouring, like, so bad in my area.
Yeah?
Like, just...
You were nervous you wouldn't make it?
Yeah. I was worried about being late.
No rain at Casa del Laminack.
What?
None.
Man, we got two doses last night and then again this morning because I'm out Nick's way. And yeah, it was sunny kind of right top of the morning and then it turned in a hurry right as I'm on my way to work.
Nada. I was disappointed too.
Your water bill was too.
Well, it's supposed to rain all week, so I'm pretty geeked about that.
Okay.
Can't be upset about that. Did you boys have a good weekend?
I did.
Yeah.
Got a little poker in, didn't you?
Yeah, won a little money.
Oh, how about that?
I don't even want to hear about it.
Yeah, you're a little bitter on Facebook, I saw.
A little?
A tad bit.
I tried to put together a poker night, at which point every person that was at this poker game backed out of my poker night, but was able to make it to this one.
You live far, sir.
That's a poor excuse. You live in Houston. Everything's a drive in Houston.
Cam is conveniently located.
Cam can kiss my ass. Okay?
You live way out there in the farm. It's like an hour drive.
It is not. Well, from your house, it might be an hour drive. Take 99. It ain't that bad.
Yeah.
You could win enough to pay your tolls.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm too cheap to pay my tolls. I'm not going
to
go.
Gas and your hotel because you have to find somewhere to stay the night.
Yeah, because Barry's guest room is not available for you.
Yeah.
Oh, it is now.
Depending on the circumstance.
Big Daddy right here fixed the ceiling fan in that room. So, yeah.
So she can swing from it, Nick, and everything is okay.
No.
Now you can not only bring a chick to Casa de Laminack, but you can have... All the Olympics that you want with whoever you bring
home. It's not sturdy enough to hold up to a Nick Sciarra date. It's not that sturdy.
Oh.
What are you trying to say? Hell no.
I'm not going to bring someone massive to your house. It's not double anchored. It's just a regular old anchor. So, no. I had a productive weekend. I fixed the ceiling fan. I did the yard. See this sweet sunburn I got? It's pretty hot.
Well, it was hot enough to give you the sunburn.
But I did. I went out. I went redneck style where I just had a sleeveless shirt on. So you can probably see that on the... Now I'm going to get a bunch of flabby arm comments.
I was just thinking the exact same thing. Those are coming.
I don't care. These people are idiots. And then the highlight of my weekend was not watching the UFC, was not the fact that I wrote three new jokes. It was that I tweeted something about our fearless leader, our president. I took the tweet where he basically said that LeBron James was stupid.
And Don Lemon.
And that, yeah, and that Don Lemon was stupid and that he loves Michael Jordan. And I just simply quoted that and said, our president is a 13-year-old girl. Because that's what the tweet reads like. A lot of his tweets read like a 13-year-old girl. Like, you know, we talked about Kimmel's hate tweet segment.
Yeah.
I think it would be great if you had a 13-year-old girl read some of Donald Trump's tweets. I'm saying nothing of the man politically or otherwise. I'm just saying he's so petty. He's 13-year-old girl petty on Twitter. No big deal, right? Like, that was just a tweet of mine, just an opinion on the president of the United States, which I happen to be a citizen of. So some guy on Twitter set quote or replies to my tweet and says, hey, you're not successful enough to tweet about politics.
This from a guy who's, I'm sure, completely killing it financially and otherwise based on his profile.
Well, I really didn't even look at his profile at first.
Over under of followers, like what, 4?
So somebody pointed it out. I didn't. I'm not that guy. I would never point it out. I would never okay. do that.
All right.
7. He has.
I was close.
He has 7 followers on Twitter. So this was his exact tweet. You're not successful enough to mix politics with your career yet. I agree, though. And then Tony, friend of mine, goes, you have 7 followers. This is the funniest bleep I've seen all day. Thanks for the laugh. And that's when I was like, oh, does he? And then I looked. I was like, oh, that's pretty sad. 7. How do you not have more than 7 porn bots following you? Like, anyone could have, I think, more than 7 followers if they even put an inkling of effort into it. But this dude, so then I'm like, why would you think that I can't make a comment on the president of the country that I'm a citizen of? It doesn't matter how successful I am or not. I'm allowed.
You're a citizen, right?
Yeah. I'm allowed to make comments. And he goes, and so I need to find the thread because I basically told him to kiss my ass. And then he was like, see, that's why no one listens to you. You and Josh Ennis are just the same. Now that's when I got mad.
Ooh.
That pissed me off. Like, no.
The only thing I have in common is the weight, but other than that.
I knew you were going to go there.
Oh, well, isn't that the fat pot calling the fat kettle black? But he pissed me off because then he starts comparing me to Josh Ennis. And I was like, now hold on a damn minute. You've crossed the line, sir. You have crossed the line. Okay? You can tell me I'm not successful. You can tell me what I can and can't. Don't you dare compare me to that dude that screams at the other station. Well, then he says, so I told him, I basically told him he was an idiot. And I wish I could find, I think
so
I
So you muted. Stepped away before it got messy. This is funny. This is why I always told you. You always give me the best advice you never take.
Yeah, Barry wasn't trying to be preventative in that thread.
No, and he used to always go, dude, I mean, he's got like 6-7 followers. I mean, don't even bother to give him the time of day. And here's getting the time of day. All right.
I'm trying to find it. So he says that, and I said, thanks, person whose opinion I don't give a bleep about. You're an idiot if you think I can't have an opinion. And I said, you think because I'm in sports talk radio that I can't have an opinion about the president of the country I live in, I stand by calling you an idiot. And then he starts tagging other radio hosts as if that's going to hurt my feelings. Obviously doesn't listen enough to the show to know that that's not going to bother me in the least bit. So he tags Josh Ennis and tells me I'm Josh Ennis. And yes, that pissed me off. But not because he tagged Josh Ennis, just because he said I was like him. He said, I'm all for people having an opinion. As a sports talk radio host, you should leave your political opinions at the door. People listen to your show to hear sports talk, not politics. Hey, genius, it was a tweet, you dumbass. You weren't listening to the radio when I tweeted that, you moron. What? So you follow me on Twitter and I tweet about something. You don't like it. Guess what? There's that unfollow button. You just unfollow it or just keep scrolling. That's how Twitter works. But don't sit there and tell me I can't talk about it on the radio when I was on Twitter. What kind of idiot are you? That makes no sense. Now, if he would have said, you can't tweet about that, that would have been a different argument. But he's telling me I can't talk about it on the radio, and I'm on my Twitter account. So then he says, you need to be classier, essentially. He tells me I need to be like Sports MT. He tells me, he tells me I'm not as funny as Matt Thomas, which is fine. That's your opinion.
So wait a minute. So the guy's a loyal listener to our station.
Yeah, so he tags Matt Thomas and says, well, you're just not as funny as Matt Thomas. I said, great. Then go listen to Matt Thomas. And he goes, I do. And I was like, why are you following me then? Why? Well, you just said when you listen to me, blah, 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 but you don't listen to me. What is it? Like, which one is it? Do you listen or do you not listen? And do you why do you follow me on Twitter if you don't like me or don't? If Matt Thomas is better and Josh Ennis is better, why are you following me? Why are you? Good Lord.
So did any of those guys respond?
No, neither of them responded. But he put, this is one thing he said, because I was like, thanks, person, I don't give a bleep about their opinion. And he said, haha, and you as a radio host wonder why you'll have no job security. It's because you belittle your listeners who disagree with you. You didn't disagree with me. You told me I'm not entitled to an opinion. That's completely different. If you would have said, oh, I disagree. I don't think Trump tweets like a 13-year-old girl. But what you did, in fact, say was, I agree, though, at the end of your tweet. So I don't know. This dude is a complete dumbass. Like, in every point in his argument is ridiculous, off base, and idiotic. I was like, you are the biggest dumbass. And I wanted to block him so bad, Joel. But I was like, you know what? I've gone through 5 years of radio without blocking anyone. So I muted him. I had to put him on the mute. And I was like, you stupid ass.
Because I hate doing that. I really
do. I do too. Because I'll have a conversation, and then people were like, bro, do you realize that you're like, all of the usual suspect listeners are going to come after you. And I was like, no. I don't need you guys to fight my battle. I certainly don't need you guys to go out. I'll say everything that I feel like saying to this dude. I have no qualms about that. But I was like, I've already wasted enough time on this dude. I shouldn't be tweeting to him.
I do appreciate, though, how the suspects come to our defense very quickly. They will get after you. And that is exactly the case.
And you ever kicked an ant mound?
Yeah.
That'll happen.
They will bust your ass. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, they started getting after that dude that stole the t-shirt this weekend, too.
I'm telling you, they're great about that stuff.
It was pretty damn funny. El Jefe started. Yes.
When Jefe gets involved, you do not know what you are getting into.
There will be some gifts made.
Yes, there will be, and it will not be favorable.
Yeah. So I'm just like, you know what, Trey Kelly 9 on Twitter, you dumbass.
So you gave him the pub.
No.
Well, actually, what is it? It's at
Trey Kelly 9.
There you go, people. Go to work. Yeah.
No, I don't want y'all fighting my battles. I said everything I had to say, but when you, it was every turn was so contradictory that it was just even more and more frustrating. And I was like, this dude is trolling me. He's got to be trolling me. He has to be.
Well, now he's going to have the suspects trolling him. Get on his ass,
no,
people.
No.
Take him out.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Get him.
No.
Just getting started. 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line where you can call and you can text. Hit us up on Twitter where it's at Barry's at 790. No, it's not. It's at Barry is funny. It's at the producer Nick. And it's at Pac-Man Joel with a K.
At Barry Ennis is funny. MT.
It's Sports BL. And he'll be back with more right here on 97.5. Right now, I want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. Obviously, there's a lot of you that are still digging out and taking care of business after the hurricane. A lot of you had damage to your roof, and you had these people that come into town. They're storm chasers, deposit thieves. They're just plain sketchy, and they try and get your money up front to say that they're going to do business for you. Then they skip town with your cash, and they don't do the deal they're supposed to be done. That's why you got to get to someone that's local, someone that is certified to be the best, someone that's going to take care of you with not only top-quality products but great customer service and people that know what they're doing when they install your roof. That is the people at Fitz Roofing. Fitz Roofing CertainTeed Select Shingle Masters. That means only 1% of the entire country have businesses that are able to obtain that criteria. They have it. You need it. Go call them. They have the highest quality shingles, like CertainTeed shingles. They are one of the best rated local roofers in town. If you want to check them out, A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on both Facebook and Home Advisor. They do it all. They do it while they communicate with you. and they make sure that they have service before, during, and after the sale. Not only will they do an outstanding job on your roof, but they also care about the community. They give 10% back all the profits to a nonprofit they created called Fits for Families. It's people that need help with their roofing, but they don't have the money and the means to pay for it. Well, that's what this little setup does as well. They're great people doing great things in the Houston community, so give them a call. FITZRoofing.com. That's FitzRoofing.com, or call them 832-521-3001. By the way, free no-obligation inspections when you call. They'll come out. They'll check out what you got. Tell them what you need to do, and then it's up to you if you're going to call on Fitz. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second segment of the show. It is The Usual Suspects on a Monday. It's Barry, Nick, Joel, all present and accounted for. It's Trey making sure that he can gest things in the production room with Nick. Good to have the Jugs back in studio and on premise, so that's great. So you were getting some sunshine this weekend.
Yeah. I'm knocking out the yard work. You want to discuss?
No. I decided to clean out and completely put an end to our storage unit.
Because okay.
I was tired of hearing Lisa say how much we were paying per month.
Okay.
And so I rented a box truck for the day, which I thought was going to be a lot easier than it was. But like some people, like Home Depot said their truck department was closed on Sundays. Home Depot's never closed. So then I find out that they have trucks at this place on Highway 6, Nick, out our way. So I did everything online. I filled everything out. All I want to do is quickly go in there, give them my IDs, take care of business, get out, get on the road so I can get this done. There's a couple in there that comes in after us. It was a bad sign. We showed up, and there was a note on the door, be back in 15 to 20 or so. We're like, what?
Okay.
So my buddy and I are waiting. This couple pulls up. Hey, you guys waiting for someone? No, we're just out here loitering. Yeah, we're waiting for someone, right? They're like, okay, well, we need to get into our wine cellar. What? They have a wine cellar at a storage place? So like, okay, whatever. Well, the guy shows up, and my buddy says that he believes in these storage places. They actually have an apartment. That's how they entice them to work there because it's such a
BS
job.
Yeah, they get to live there.
Yeah.
So a friend of mine in high school lived above a U-Haul. Like, it was the U-Haul in 1960 and, like...
Not the truck, Jones. But the store. Yeah, I was going to say. He lived above a U-Haul. He had kind of like an overhead space.
Correct, the okay. store. It was like the Astrodome when Hoffman's lived there. Yeah, kind of like that.
Okay, so the guy evidently comes from the apartment. So they sneak in while we're walking in, and they want their stuff taken care of first, and then all hell breaks loose. They find out that they had been doing a deal with another guy that worked there, and that their wine storage, they were going to be charged all kinds of maintenance fees and everything like that, and all these different things, all of which I could care less about. I just want to go. And my buddy literally is texting me from 2 feet away going, are we really sitting through this? And the woman goes bat, you know what, crazy. She's like, you were sitting, GD, you were sitting right there when I'm talking to Fred, and you know exactly what the deal is, so get Fred on the phone. And the guy's like, Fred's not here till Tuesday. Well, I better believe that when I come back, I'm getting a second discount. I'm getting a free month. I'm getting 25%. And she just starts rattling stuff off. I'm like, oh, this is going to be an hour. So he finally gets them out and comes back in. We're still granted customers. Don't know the guy from whatever. And he goes, Jesus, MFing, those people are a piece of. And I'm going, wow, dude. I understand. But seriously? So we get to the truck, clear out the storage unit. I find like my gold mine of all my old shoes, and I posted a picture of one of them. All my Jordans in climate controlled storage, and all the bottoms are falling off of them.
That glue doesn't hold up.
First of all, they were never glued.
Hmm?
No, the foam disintegrates after
all. Oh.
Even with the AC?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was so, it hurt me. It cut me like you wouldn't believe to have to throw away.
Maybe because of the humidity, just because it's air conditioned, it could be.
Yeah, it's still humid in there.
I think it's a conspiracy with Nike too. I think if they just went with like the air pockets and the solid rubber and the soles and everything, you'd be fine. But that foam stuff from the Foamposite pennies and all the other ones, that foam stuff, that life expectancy is only like a couple years.
Yeah.
Whether you wear them or not.
But they haven't changed that yet?
Nike changed their deal. You used to, like, you, when you guys made fun of me, you used to be able to send back those at any time. And they replaced
them. Right, yeah.
And then everyone was sending back because they was all the same thing. The foam was disintegrating. So they just decided, well, after about a year or so, we're not doing that anymore. I was pissed.
Yeah, I would be too.
Yeah. It so sucks. I had that going for me, which was
but
nice.
A lot of those were given to you. You didn't buy them.
I'm not telling you that.
Mm-hmm.
I've purchased some.
Sure.
I have.
Sure, sure.
And I've been given others. Okay. I didn't have any
pain. So
it's
not a complete loss.
Let me tell you this. I didn't have any pain when one of my and ones, Rafer Alston, skipped to my lose with the actual skip on the back, had the bottom fall off of those. I was like, yeah, you can throw those out. I'm good.
Yeah, you're like, all right.
But the Jordans?
Lost a pair of Shaqs, and you were like, whatever.
No.
Yeah.
No, those are never touching my Tootsies.
I've been on vacation for 2 weeks and couldn't wait to hear Barry whine like a little bitch daily.
Wow.
That's
that was the guy you got into it with last night?
No, that's a person that doesn't understand the dynamic of what this is all about, obviously. But thank you for your input, dumbass. And you also spelled my name wrong, dumbass.
Because that wasn't intentional.
Somebody with followers in the single digits should check out the pictures from the appreciation party. That was from Steelers fan Juan. Yeah, I probably paid Papa Shot versus more than seven people. Beat them all, too, as the champion of this show.
You're so full of it. You actually believe that.
He said, now he failed because you're talking politics on the air. Love the show. Yeah, that's a good point. We should just talk politics and just give our opinion on all things politics. I haven't tweeted since 6/11, and I have 28 followers. Come on, man. Seven followers? That's pathetic. Agree with that. And Barry, you're not successful enough to make sleeveless shirts with flabby arms. That's from all texting, no tweeting.
Okay.
So, Coach Flea has a question for you.
All right.
From the text line. Ask Joel if I can have all those shoes he's throwing away. I'll come pick them up. I'm guessing it's too late.
Yeah.
Okay. There's that. There is that whole
thing. That's the other thing, too. I had Jordan 11 Lowe's white on white. The patent leather.
11 Lowe's white. Oh, yeah. Did it yellow on you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got white on cream? You can do? Yeah. It's like eggshell. Yeah. I don't want eggshell.
No.
There's nothing you can do, is there?
Not much. Nope.
Those
Jordans I bought off of StockX, I bought the 2014 Jordan 6s. They were all white with blue. I wore them last week. They were in good condition, except there's like a neoprene on the front on the Jordan 6s. Mm-hmm. It was yellowed a little. Yeah. I was like, well, not much you can do about that. They're already 4 years old, still in the box.
Well, you can send them back.
No.
Clear gummy bottoms turn like gummy look colored pretty quick, and that's disappointing as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was trying to find it for you too. I don't know if you saw this.
Listen, the person that said I whine like a bitch is now like, love you, Barry. No.
Too late.
Just bleep off. Don't text me that. Don't sit here and try to troll me. I've had enough this weekend, okay? I'm exhausted from trolling.
By the way, and did you see that? Speaking of Twitter trolls and idiots, Springer gets hurt yesterday, his thumb, as he was sliding into second base. And so I was writing my article last night, and again, with writer's block on a Sunday night, like, what am I going to write about and everything like that? And I'm looking around. Some ass clown Dodgers fan and Lakers fan on Twitter tweets out, I hope Springer broke all his effing fingers. F the Astros. Hope he's out for the whole season. I was like, what? Who pees in your Cheerios? And how bad does your life suck to have to do that? And then everybody started hammering him. And he says, LOL, you guys are all P-word. Get out of my mentions. I was like, so when you're going to have the mercy rule at some point, because these Astros fans can get ruthless. Then I just enjoyed watching all the Astros fans attack this guy.
He's a very emotional tweeter.
Yeah.
So I was looking after the link you posted.
Mm-hmm.
Manny Machado is definitely no Corey Seager. What the bleep happened to Wade Davis and Greg Holland? The Dodgers are sorry AF. Rip Dodgers. Hopefully next year they can fire Roberts, hire Dusty or Mike, have Seager healthy, and sign some big names. What? You got Machado.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
By the way, Brian Dozier's an all-star. He's not bad.
Yeah. Cody Bellinger, you are garbage. LOL, George Springer bleeping sucks. Ha ha ha. Nice try, you bum. And then he did the Springer tweet. Get out of my mentions. Kemp is trash. Garrett Cole, who? I don't know if you know this, Dodger fan, but you just lost 2 out of 3. Enjoy that one win you got, but you just lost 2 out of 3.
And by the way,
that's the second series in a row you've lost to the Astros. So,
and if you look at his picture, he looks like he showed
that's
up late for the 1970s audition of The Office.
That's not
but
him.
For whatever reason, right? He's taken all the beating from all these people. And again, at a certain point, cut your losses. Instead, he starts tweeting people back, hey, really good one. Can I get back to effing your mom?
Yes, he's like, definitely trolling.
Dude, you are the worst troll ever.
Definitely trolling.
So yeah, if you want to go hammer him, please do at Rich Urro. R-I-C-H-U-R-R-O. Have fun with it.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got Astros to talk about though.
Yes.
There won't be a Springer dinger for a few days at
Man,
least.
Man, it is a mash
DL
unit.
And the HEB curse could be alive and well. Again.
Mash
so we got plenty to talk about, sports and otherwise. Again, if you do want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRP Listener Line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
I'm on vacation every single day because I love my occupation.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, second half hour of the show. Don't ask me, I have no idea if you hear Barry cackling uncontrollably in the background.
So Trey is, as you mentioned, in the producer's room, training with producer Nick, learning from one of the best in the business, our very own Nicholas Sciarra. And Trey, I guess, did he call you and ask you if he could come up and
he shot
shadow
me a text,
you?
Yeah.
Oh, so he texted you and said, can I come shadow you?
Absolutely.
And you said yes. And you guys don't know this because he did such a great job, but Trey just brought us back from the break. Smooth transition, music fade, the bumper, all that stuff went great. Now, what you don't know is that behind the scenes, when we're getting ready to go live and our microphones are hot, Nick always, every segment, as we come back, in our ear will go, hot, or he'll go, mics are hot, and that means that whatever you say from that point forward could go out over the air. Don't curse, we're live, all those things. But the difference, so Trey did that, but the difference is he yelled it at the TV screen instead of into the microphone. So instead of hot, it was
hot.
It was the most hilarious, like, Trey, you screamed at us on the TV. Like, what were you thinking in that moment? What were you, what just happened right there? Oh my goodness.
Oh my
this is
God,
a wreck.
This is a show.
No, don't use that.
Hello?
That mic.
Hello? Hey.
Nick, hit the producer cam quick.
Hey, what's
please
up?
Hit the producer cam. That mic, it's the big mic.
All right, cool.
Why did you just yell?
I was kind of in a hurry, you know? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No, did you panic a little bit? Is that what happened?
Yeah, I was trying to, like, figure out how to get the intro to play or whatever, and I kind of just picked up the mic and just said hot really quickly.
Well, no, you didn't pick up the mic.
I didn't?
You screamed it at the TV next to you.
I should have had the headphones on.
No, yeah, the headphones would have been good, but usually when you talk to us, you need to talk into the microphone, do you talk to the TV at home?
Yes.
That doesn't
especially when the race is on.
Obvious answer.
Especially when the race is on?
Yeah.
You do a lot of pit crew talking?
Yeah.
Okay. How are you feeling back there, bud?
I'm doing okay. I'm just trying to not mess up, you know? I don't want to mess up like last time.
Obviously, right. Now it's too late for that. So.
Oh, well.
Are you nervous?
Slightly, but not too nervous, you know?
How would you give, what would you give yourself, scale of 1 to 10, on bringing us back just now?
On bringing you back mm-hmm. from break?
Yeah.
Other than the microphone, I'd give myself like an 11.
Oh, you're that confident. Yeah, it was 11. So.
Factor in
the microphone. What do you give yourself?
6.
Probably
I'm
a 4.
I'm feeling a strong yeah. 6 to a light
I'm
7.
I'm with Barry. You're padding your stats at that
you
point.
You yelled at us via the TV. That's not a 6-7.
We were in The Shining, so.
Trey, unless you're Patrick Creighton, that method is not going to work. You need the voice magnifying microphone.
God, that was the funniest thing. I hear hot, and I look over and
I didn't even hear it.
I know, and Trey is screaming at the TV screen in the producer's room and not into the microphone. I love you, Trey. You're
next
the best.
Next time, I won't make that mistake. I won't make that same mistake twice.
You need to just pass the headphones
all
over
right,
to
take Nick. That. Yeah, stop, though. That's
he's grounded, Nick.
But he did good, though. You did good. Like, he's even got the headphone microphone
he
thing
got
going.
So startled that you wanted him on the mic that when he went to get the headphones from Nick, his hat came flying off. The carrot top was all over, out of whack. That's why I said we needed the producer cam.
I put it on the producer cam that time.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah. It was definitely
it looked like an extra from Almost Famous took over the show.
How come you don't put it on when you're there, Nick?
I think people wanted to see intern Trey.
He was the hit of the party. He was, a lot of people said that he lived up. Yeah, he lived up to the hype for the listener appreciation party.
Like, if we were a minor league baseball team, Trey would be our mascot. He'd be on the hats. He'd be jumping on the dugout between innings. He'd be doing a lot of stuff. People would know us more for Juggalo Trey.
Are you saying Trey is our orbit?
Yeah.
That's not nice.
Kind of. No, it's a good thing.
It's a good thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's our Clutch the Bear.
Oh.
Doesn't Orbit got an agent and everything? Like, he's Trey.
Don't
they have
we
agents?
Didn't we find out that they're pretty tight to the vest clutch? With the, what's the Billy Dynamite, Bobby Dynamite, the guy that drives the train? Like, we wanted him on the show one day during the playoffs.
Yeah.
You've got to go through the Astros with proper approval.
Yeah. You know what? Junction Jack or whatever the hell your name is up there in the train, no one cares that much. Okay?
Bobby Dynamite.
Whatever.
Comes in with a bang.
Whatever, Travis Train. No one cares.
Drive the train after a bang. You mentioned the president early on, too. I don't know if you saw this.
Yes.
But I was a little bit interested in this because of the fact that we know that the president has a tendency to, as you got into a Twitter spat because of it, tweet a lot. Well, I had mentioned about a week or so ago that, you know, they haven't figured out the quarterback controversy at Alabama.
Okay.
And local product Jalen Hurts is not happy because he's done is one when he was there, but yet he's in the middle of this whole two quarterback rotation. And Saban, I've said, is going to play it right now where he thinks he's going to play the two guys split time early on so that neither guy can transfer, which is a dirty move.
No, I think once they decide, I think people were even saying once they pick, no one's going to transfer now, but they'll transfer at the end. But I don't know. I mean,
and it depends. You got to keep your eligibility. So there is a certain amount of grace period. You can play a little bit and still transfer.
I think it's 6 games or something like that. You can play
almost 4.
Six games.
But yeah,
is it 4? Okay.
Something like that. Okay. But in that ballpark. But also, Saban was quick, as he likes to do in the Belichick kind of style, too, to control everybody under his program. Was like, the last thing I want to do is hear either one of these guys go out and say anything about the competition or anything that's going on. They need to play that as part of the deal, and basically gave them a warning through the media that they shouldn't be talking. Well, that didn't stop Jalen Hurts because he was upset.
Mm-hmm.
He's upset with the way the whole thing's been handled. And he came out and he said, by the way, no one came up to me the whole spring, coaches included. No one asked me how I felt. No one asked me what's on my mind. Now we're trying to handle the situation for now. And for me, it's kind of late. It's too late. The narrative has already been created. So he came out. And that's exactly what Coach Saban doesn't want. So, of course, there was a big hullabaloo going on over that. The media was all over it. And along comes Pamela Hurt, which is Jalen's mom. And she decides to get involved. And she says on Facebook, wow, ignorance is bliss. When has Jalen ever spoken to the media about anything other than the team? When has he ever whined, pouted, or talked about what y'all don't know takes place behind the scenes? There's a reason why players aren't allowed to speak to the media. Jalen spoke his truth, finally, after 3 years of being compliant and controlled. Folks quick to speak highly of his character and demeanor, but now he's completely opposite of all those accolades today. If you can turn on this young man today for speaking and not your president for any of his rhetoric, you were never for him to begin with.
Hmm.
Some pretty strong stuff.
Yeah, that might be going a little far. I mean, you're talking about a quarterback competition.
Right.
She probably just wants the best for her son, but...
No doubt.
We had
at that point, I'm like, Mom, please delete that. I don't need you fighting my battles in public.
I completely agree with you.
Because I'll tell you guys, my mom listens to this show, mm-hmm. and I'm sure she sees you trolls out there and all the haters that, you know, text mean stuff or tweet at me mean stuff or whatever. And she's a mom. I'm sure
she doesn't like to see that.
No, but she knows better than to get involved or say anything. But I would be like, nope. I'll come over there and cut your phone line. No more internet for you. None.
Pete Futek joined one of our sister stations. He was actually at the Big Ten Media Days when Urban Meyer and mm-hmm. the Ohio State situation mm-hmm. came out. And an interesting take that I thought he had was he said if he was Nick Saban, he would go up to Hurts and say, hey, you're not going to be an NFL quarterback.
Ooh.
This is an opportunity for you to maybe even change positions, realize what you can do, get that NFL paycheck, and look, if I need you as a quarterback, I might use you here and there, but with the way our system works, you could get into the NFL if you just listen to what I tell you. And I thought that was an interesting take. I don't know if people believe Hurts is an NFL quarterback or he'll even make it, but
whether he's a quarterback or not, he's a talented athlete that could play possibly, and we've seen this, and we've also seen different sides of this, right? Because Jackson coming out of Louisville was a guy that some teams asked to work out as a wide receiver, and he's like, no, because he was adamant he's a quarterback, and he's proven he did the right thing. But I said this when all this controversy popped up after the national championship game, that if you're Jalen Hurts and you're known in this area and you're known as a winner, and Tom Herman's trying to resurrect the University of Texas program and the system fits you perfectly, why wouldn't you head on over to UT and say, look, I'll sit out a year so that I can learn the system, get everything under my belt I need to go. And for 2 years, I will run your system to a T, mm-hmm. and I will get your program back on the road
not
to where you
UT.
Need to go.
There's a lot of teams in this state that could use a guy like Jalen Hurts. I mean, no A&M doubt. Could use a quarterback.
U of H?
You don't think Jimbo Fisher wouldn't want a guy like Jalen Hurts on his squad? That's I mean, point. He might be a poor man's Jameis Winston. He would have some options, like you said, U of H. He would have some options coming back to Texas. I think it's going to be interesting. I think he's basically calling Nick Saban's bluff at this point by saying, oh, can't say anything. Well, don't expect me to just roll over and play dead and abide by this, because I think that what this also tells me by him coming out and saying that, writing's on the wall.
No doubt.
I think we know whose job it is. I think he knows who's going to get that job.
Wasn't that writing in indelible ink after the national championship game?
Yeah, and what sucks is the dude is like 26-2 or something as a starter.
Yep. All he's done is won and done everything they asked of him. And that's why I'm saying there should be better things. If he just wants to have, you know, the best college career that he could possibly have, I think there's plenty of universities that would welcome him with open arms.
Yeah.
But because he's a competitor, he wants to go take his best shot.
Don't blame
and now
me.
It seems like he's not getting his best shot.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate.
Yep.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. It's the usual suspects on a Monday right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel. We'll be back in just a few minutes. And if you do want to join the show, the HR&P listener line is open at the present time, 713-780-3776, where you can call, you can text, and, of course, you can always hit us on Twitter.
Some breaking news when we come back
I think I saw what you were talking about.
Astros and teams in their division. We'll get to that.
And your favorite player. Or one of them. Back with more ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on the Usual Suspects, Barry, Nick, Joel, and intern Trey sitting in. I don't know what the hell he's doing, but he's trying. By the way,
he's doing a fantastic job. That was a smooth, what is it, bump back?
Is that why Nick said hot? I'm just asking.
Smooth bump back,
asking
Trey.
For a friend.
You're doing just fine.
So you mentioned this, you teased this before the break, but this is good news if you're an Astros fan, because you know McCullers got hurt this weekend. So it's good to know that a one-time Astros starter is now coming back to help the team win the division. How about that?
Mike Fiers has been acquired by the Oakland Athletics. They acquired the right-handed starter from the Tigers in exchange for two players to be named later, or cash. And you're probably thinking to yourself, well, how is that possible since the trade deadline passed? And if you're not aware of this, basically what happens is after the trade deadline, any player can be traded to another team as long as that player clears waivers. What most teams in Major League Baseball will do is immediately following the trade deadline, they put all of their players on waivers. Then if someone says, oh, let's just use the Tigers as an example. They go in and put their entire roster on waivers. And then someone says, oh, well, we want Mike Fiers. You're allowed to pull Mike Fiers back off of waivers and say, never mind, just kidding. A lot of teams know this because if you do, if they were to say, oh, I want Mike Fiers off of waivers, and the Tigers say, fine, take him, then you assume his contract, right. You assume, and then they get some compensation. So you have to be careful trying to play that game of waiver wire chicken. So most teams, it's pretty common practice in baseball that they'll do this. So that's how post-trade deadline deals are able to be made. A lot of these guys have already cleared waivers because no teams want them. And so they're able to, you know, go and be part of a trade. Now, again, I'm using bigger examples. Not every team puts every player. The Astros didn't put Jose Altuve on waivers.
Right.
There's no chance they're trading that cat. So it doesn't always, it's not all players, but a majority of the roster will hit the waiver wire for every team.
And for Detroit, there's a pretty good chance if you wanted to claim Miguel Cabrera, that would be, be someone right that they that. Might be.
They'd be yeah, good with that too. But yeah, so Mike Fiers joins the A's 7-6 this year with a 3.48 ERA, lifetime 4.06.
I'm wondering though, when you said cash and possibly two players to be named later,
or cash,
why would Detroit want to give all that up just to get that guy off their roster?
Yeah,
I'm just asking. The good news for Fiers is he's a California kid, so at least he gets back in the state.
Yeah.
And he's in the pennant race.
A's are on the come, though, man.
Yeah.
They are, four in a row, six in a row, something like that?
They've surpassed Seattle for second place in the division, yeah. So that's a big, you know, hurdle to leap already. And the fact that they, you know, right now, when you look at it, that also affects the wild card in the fact that the Mariners, who have been having one heck of a season, and we have highlighted over and over again, yeah, they're out of the wild card.
Well, they're fading. They're 2.5 back of the A's. The A's right now are your second wild card team along with the Yankees. A's have the fourth best record in the American League.
How about that?
A lot of people, it would surprise you to hear that, but with that .593 winning percentage, that actually, take a guess where that would land in the National League, the .593 winning percentage.
Oh God, like eighth?
What's that?
Like what, eighth?
No, they would be first.
In the National League?
Yes. Of all the National League teams, no team has higher than a .577 winning percentage.
Really?
The A's are winning. They would be the best team in the National League right now.
Well,
with their winning
the Dodgers
percentage.
Got off to a slow start, and then, of course, the Dodgers Astros handled
Dodgers
them this weekend.
Dodgers and the Diamondbacks have a .549 winning percentage. The Golly. Cubs have the best record in the National League with a .577 winning percentage. So, surprisingly, even the Mariners with a .571 would be second in the National League.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Nick has some breaking news for us. Some more breaking news that we weren't aware of, but we've got news on George Springer.
I guess he's expected to miss the next 2 weeks, according to MLB.com on Twitter.
They're placing him on the DL?
It didn't say that. That's the reason why I'm trying to look into it.
Yeah.
Make sure before
Let's
I
find
officially.
Out.
Yeah, so Jason Hebert said he's read that Astros, Springer to the DL, Derek Fisher called up. Thankfully, we know that the exotic bug that bit Derek Fisher did not kill him or eat him or swallow him.
Right.
He just maimed him for a couple of months and kept him in seclusion, but he's now coming back. I'm sure he'll be better than ever.
Yes.
Interesting that they did not take another shot at Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, Jason Aber even said, I think it has to be in AAA for a certain amount of time. I'm not so sure about that because...
I'm not either.
If I recall, like, Mariznick didn't even make it to AAA when he got recalled one time, one of the times that he got sent down. So I don't know that to be the case. I would have to look into that. But it goes to show that Patrick Creighton, during the Charlie Pirillo show, was talking about the fact that some guy out of Milwaukee...
Solid city.
Had mentioned that it would be Derek Fisher coming up, and he didn't know how he got the info because nobody, as Patrick Creighton put it, none of the usual suspects like Brian McTaggart or Jake Kaplan or any of those cats, Richard Justice, were even saying anything. So turns out his source and that information was in fact correct. Bad news, though, I guess. Here's my thought on this. So, yeah, you never want to see guys hit the DL. You never want to have a roster full of stars that are all on the DL. But this could be a blessing in disguise for this team. And I say that because all of your stars right now have hit the DL, but they're all resting.
Rested, yeah.
And they played more games than just about any team in the majors last year. They've been busy this year. You hope that they get this out of the way and that none of these are lingering. But it's a who's who right now on the DL for the Astros. You got Altuve, who they just also said that his knee, he was sent back to Houston for further examination from L.A. He feels like their progress isn't what they had hoped it would be.
Yeah, Hinch was kind of saying he didn't want to call it a setback per se, but you remember on this show late in the week, we said he was due to play Sunday.
Yeah, and the absolute earliest Altuve would return is on Thursday for the start of the series versus the Mariners. Correa on the 10-day DL, he has started three games on his minor league rehab start. He was going to play back-to-back games Saturday and yesterday for the first time since coming back. Davinsky just hit the DL. He'll be able to return on the 14th. You've got Brian McCann, who now has finally taken BP. And I know this sounds silly, but after he got the knee scoped, he squatted for the first time. So that's good. Obviously important as a catcher. And then you've got McCullers, who hit the DL with his elbow and forearm discomfort. So it's a who's who mash unit. Your biggest three stars, arguably one of your best pitchers, are all on the DL.
Blame Scott McClellan. The HEB curse is real.
It is a little disconcerting, but I guess the silver lining is all those stars are getting some rest right now.
Well, and the thing is, for some reason, it struck a nerve with me because of the fact that when McCullers was pitching the other night, they kept highlighting how he just surpassed his all-time career best for innings pitched in a season. And we know that every year he's had some issue, some nagging injury that's kept him on the DL for an extended period of time. And the inning after he surpassed that number, he gets elbow and forearm discomfort. And you're like, oh, come on, man. That's why we said all year long it was such a good thing. You were big on this. Keep the depth you have at starting pitching because you never know. So now a rotation that's only had to go with five guys all year and was the last team to be able to say that and still do so is going to be able to make a move.
Who do you think it's going to be?
I really think it's McHugh.
You think Colin McHugh gets that fifth starter?
It could be Peacock, but Peacock isn't the Peacock where he was fantastic a couple years ago.
No, but do you want to disrupt what McHugh is doing in the bullpen?
Yeah, that's the only thing I was thinking about. His velocity's up. It's taken
He's found his groove.
Yeah, it's taken that adjustment period so that he could get into that groove.
He's the Brad Peacock of last year. And you saw how valuable that was for this team, especially if some of these guys struggle a little bit. It's going to be an interesting decision.
Well,
I can make a case for either way. You can make a case to leave McHugh, and you can make a case to put him in there.
If it's not him, do you think it's Peacock that starts, or do you think that they take a minor league, a triple-A guy that's already been throwing as a starter?
I think it's Peacock, but I feel like Colin McHugh was always tabbed to be the sixth starter on this team, that's who it'll be.
I just think it is,
yeah.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. Good first hour of the show. Lots of different topical changes to keep you guys on your toes. We hope you guys enjoyed it. You're fastening your seatbelts, and you're going to take the ride all the way till 4. Back with hour number 2 in just mere minutes. It's ESPN 97.5.